Research. Good morning, Research. Today is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, good morning. We are so excited in the Lord to join you on this morning, today in the Lord's house. We are glad and glad about it, and we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God is still good. He is still on the throne. He is still in control. And even if you are at home, what I need you to do is I need you to get into a mind of praise. Come on, I need you to get into a heart of praise, just like you were in the sanctuary. Just come on, just stand to your feet just real quick and just give God a glory and praise. Come on, you may have not done this in a couple of weeks, but couldn't you just for a second just give him the fruit of your lips? Tell him he is mighty. Tell him he is glorious. Tell him that he is God. Come on, just worship him and glorify his name on this morning. Come on, open up your mouth, even at home, and glorify our almighty God. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. He is worthy of glory. He deserves all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory. We thank you today. It truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Pastor Jason Robinson, lead pastor here at Reach Church here in Ypsilanti, Michigan. We are located at 401 South Adams Street in Ypsilanti, Michigan. We are the church where the lost are found. The found are equipped, and the equipped are sent. Hey, listen, I know the setup looks a little bit different today. We actually are coming live today. Over the past several weeks, our media team and music ministry and everybody's been doing a really great job of pre-recording our services, and we've been trying to make those entertaining for you and make them engaging for you, as well as have a powerful word. Minister Ebony gave a powerful word last week for Mother's Day, and so I hope that you've been blessed by those. But we are transitioning back into our live services, and we're going to be kind of establishing an online campus and a live campus or whatever. So the next couple of weeks, we'll be making some improvements to our live campus. And so we'll be going live. So we'll be bringing our praise team back and band back and all that good stuff. We are in no rush to come back to the building. We want to make sure that we follow the guidelines that's been given out by government in our area. But we want to continue to make this experience on Sunday morning engaging for you. We want to continue to make this experience something that you look forward to on Sunday morning. And so we are grateful to come with you today. And today, I just wanted to have a table talk. Today, we are starting a new sermon series today. And we're going to talk about, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. We're going to talk about spiritual warfare. And so I'm so grateful for that. Before that, I do want to say thank you for everyone that's been tuning in on Wednesday nights. The goal of coming of this COVID-19 is that we didn't want to just kind of walk through this and not come out of it better than what we went in. If God has given us an opportunity to be at home, if he's given us an opportunity to change some things, we wanted to change some things for the better. And so we've been having some series on Wednesday night. This past Wednesday, Lisa A. Smith talked to us about eating to live. In the past, we've had Brother Drew Gwynn. He's talked about finances. We've also had Brother Brian Pruitt from Power of Dad, who talked about rebuilding the family. And we also have had sessions on emotional and mental health. Sister Michelle Rodriguez, Dr. Michelle Rodriguez, talked to us about that. And so I want to encourage you, man, if you to go back and look at those sessions, because not only do we want to be spirit-filled in this season, but we also want to get practical ways that we can get through this COVID-19 in this season. And so we are looking forward to you going and kind of just rewatching those and taking notes and allowing God to do what he's going to do in your life. And so I do want to make an announcement on May 29th. Put this on your calendar, 7 p.m. We're going to be having a game night. So you'll get an email, Research Family, about how to log on to Zoom. We're going to have a family game night on that night. So we are looking forward to seeing your faces on that night and just having some fun as a church family. And so I want you to put that on your calendar so we can engage and have a good time. Hey, listen, this is the church where the lost are found, the founder equipped and equipped are sent. If you are here and you're worshiping with us for the first time, if you have clicked on that link and you're here for the first time, what we need you to do is on our page is a connection card. It's a connection card. We need you to click on that connection card and fill that connection card out. You can fill it out electronically. And we just want to say thank you for worshiping with us. Somebody will follow up with you. We'll follow up with you with a gift. We just want to say thank you for worshiping. You could have went to any other church, could have tuned in to any other church on today, but you took some time to tune in to reach church today. And so we're grateful for that and grateful for this opportunity. And so as we go live, y'all, we're going to continue to walk through God's word, walk through God's word. Also want to remind you on Wednesday mornings, we'll continue our prayer line. So you get on Facebook Live and pray with us. I know everybody's not a morning person, so go back, watch the replays. But here it is. Make a conscious effort on Wednesday morning to pray with us because the more people are on, the more God will move. When the body of Christ comes together, I believe that God does something special. And so we've been praying on Wednesday morning. And so I want to ask you to log on Facebook Live on our research page on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. and pray with us. And I know that God has a word for you. I know that God will have your word that can get you through this. So not only that we can make it through this COVID-19 and all the crazy stuff that's going on, but that we can prosper in it. His word is still yes and amen. God says that he's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. And so we hold God at his word, even in the midst of a pandemic. I believe that God is still making his word true. I still believe that his word stands above all of our thoughts. It stands above all of our fears. It stands above everything. And so this is the season where we have to lean and trust in his word. And so I'm so excited. Hey, listen, we ain't going to be on there long or whatever. I want to make sure, but I do need you to get your Bibles out today. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter number 6. I want to kind of just walk through this, if you will, or whatever. Been kind of trying to change our approaches, but today I kind of just wanted to walk through this scripture and as we begin to talk about spiritual warfare, and as we begin to talk about how can we defend ourselves against the wiles of the enemy. And so I believe that God has a word for us on today. So Ephesians chapter number 6, I'm going to start reading at verse number 10. And today we're going to be looking at Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 12. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation of the Bible. When you get it at home, say amen. When you get it at home, say amen. It reads this way. Once you got it, it says, "A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." Y'all underline that, in his mighty power. And then verse 11 says, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies," underline strategies, "of the devil." Your version might say the wiles of the devil. And then verse 12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." Y'all, just for a few minutes, I need you to trek with me. I want you to walk with me. I want to talk from the subject title, Lockdown Defense. Lockdown Defense. Lockdown Defense. Let me pray with you at home. Father, I say thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. Your word is living. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, your word is something that girds us up. Your word encourages our hearts. Your word clears our minds, Lord God. Your word, Lord God, gives us focus. Father, your word heals and delivers. Your word sets free. Your word, Lord God, lifts burdens, and your word destroys yokes. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your word will do its work. Father God, we prepare our hearts right now, Lord God. Take away any distractions, even at home, Lord God, right now, that will come against us from hearing this word. We come against any distractions inside, outside of our homes, Lord God. Any media, any other things that would distract us from hearing your word this morning. We ask, Lord God, that you would speak to us, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you would speak to us clearly this morning, Lord God, so that we might be able to move forward in your purpose and move forward in your will. Somebody today, Lord God, is coming, and they may be discouraged. Somebody today, Lord God, needs your word. Somebody today, Lord God, may be feeling like they're weak in their faith, Lord God. I pray that you will give them a word, Lord God, that will strengthen them today. I pray, Lord God, that they will be able to be stronger today because your word went forth. Let your word do what only your word can do. It's living and it is powerful. It's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I want to talk about lockdown defense. Lockdown defense. Hey, y'all. So we've been going through this COVID-19, and on the outside, there's a lot of things that we can be thinking about. There's a lot of things that in our flesh, y'all, that we can be worried about. There's a lot of things that in our flesh we can be concerned about. There's a lot of things in our flesh that can make us nervous, that can make us anxious, Lord. There's a lot of things that can go on if we put our minds on it that can literally drive us crazy. But one of the things that I've been seeing, not inside and outside of the church, are ways to help people cope with this COVID-19. We've been seeing the verses and different music stars have been battling and playing their old songs. Teddy Riley and Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, they've been playing their old songs or whatever. And it's been giving people a satisfaction, giving people hope, and just to bring a smile to people's face. But there is something that's going on. I don't know if you know it or not, but there is something that's going on that I believe everybody in America is watching right now, whether you're a basketball fan or not a basketball fan. And it's called The Last Dance. The Last Dance is a 10-part docu-series that tracks the Chicago Bulls of the 90s, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman and Ron Harp and all them brothers. It tracks them in their last season that they won the championship and they played together in 1998. It tracks one of the greatest basketball teams that ever was assembled. It tracks this series and it shows the insides and the outsides of the struggles and the ups and the downs of this season. And I've been a Bulls fan for the most part all of my life. And I remember vividly watching them win 6 titles in the 1990s. But my favorite run to the championship was not the 1998 season. It was not the 97 season. It was not the 93 season or 92 season, but it was the actual first season, the first season that they actually won the championship, which is in 1991. And the reason why I like 1991 was because it was a long road for the Bulls to get to the finals. And once they got to the finals, one of my favorite teams in the Eastern Conference was actually playing one of my favorite teams in the Western Conference, which was Magic Johnson's Lakers. Magic Johnson won 5 titles in the 80s. The Lakers won 5 titles during the 80s, and now they're facing the hungry young Bulls squad, and the Bulls are trying to get their first title in 1991. They are hungry, and they were no doubt one of the best, or not the best team in the league that season. They'd already took care of the bad boy Detroit Pistons, and they were on their way to the title. So in the first game, y'all, in the United Center, in the Chicago Stadium at that time, the Lakers jumped out and they actually beat the Bulls. And it was an upset because everybody thought that the Bulls would at least win that first game. As a matter of fact, they won it pretty hands down. Magic Johnson, Showtime, they was running and gunning, and they won it hands down. But in the second game, the tables turned. The reason why the tables turned is because Phil Jackson made an adjustment. He took Scottie Pippen, who was one of the best defenders of all time, and he put him on Magic Johnson. And when he put Scottie Pippen on Magic Johnson, it allowed the Bulls to slow the ball down, and Magic Johnson had to work harder to get the ball up the floor. And because he had to work harder to get the ball up the floor, it threw them out of their rhythm, and the Bulls went on to win 4 straight games and win their first NBA championship. Now, I know what you're saying, Pastor. Pastor Jay, I'm not a basketball fan, but y'all, regardless of whether you are a basketball fan or not, I believe that this scripture is teaching us what Scottie Pippen did to Magic Johnson in 1991. It's teaching us how to have lockdown defense. In basketball, there's a term called lockdown defense. That's when one defender locks down or limits the opponent to a limited amount of points or a limited amount of effectiveness because the defense is so good. And I believe that in this season of COVID-19, I believe in this season as we walk through these treacherous times, not only do we have to look at getting out of it, but while we are in it, we need to be playing defense. Because truth be told, the Christian life is not just about offense. I wish it was. I wish it was just about name it and claim it, getting our blessings, getting to the next level. I wish it was just about open doors and pour me out windows of heaven. And I wish it was just about offense, y'all. But the Christian life is not just about offense, but it is also about defense. Why is it about defense? It's because while you're trying to name it and claim it and open doors and get to the next level and be spiritual and all of these things that we want from God, while you're doing that, you have an enemy and you have an opponent who is trying to keep you from the goal. You have an enemy and an opponent who's trying to keep you from having peace and joy and love in your heart. You have an enemy who's trying to keep you busted and disgusted. And so while we know that we have goals and we're trying to get out of this COVID-19, we have to be on alert and be able to play defense even while. So during this series, I believe that this was the perfect time that we learned how to have spiritual warfare, how to actually do spiritual warfare and what we are up against in this battle during this time of COVID-19. Here's a quote from Warren Wiersbe. He says, sooner or later, every believer discovers that the Christian life is a battleground, not a playground, and that he faces an enemy who is much stronger than he is apart from the Lord. In other words, Warren Wiersbe says, listen, this enemy called the devil, this enemy called these principalities, you cannot win against them in your own flesh. You cannot win against the enemy in our own power. But with God, we can win the battle. As a matter of fact, Ephesians chapter number 6 talks about putting on the whole armor of God. That's the first verse that I talked about. And then next week we'll talk about what that armor actually is. But what you notice is that out of all the tools that he talked about, putting on the armor of God to protect ourselves and to do battle with the enemy or whatever, watch this, only one of them was an offensive weapon, which was the sword of the Spirit. The rest of the weapons he talked about were weapons to actually defend ourselves from the wiles of the devil, from the strategies of the devil. The rest of them are weapons that are used to defend ourselves. So if defense is important to God, you best believe it should be important to us. It's protecting our minds and our hearts and our spirits is important to God. It takes some time to get this thing right. Because God is doing something in this season, even though we may be on lockdown. So you got to decree and declare that in this season, I'm going to put on my whole armor and I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm not going to lose my purpose. I'm not going to lose my joy. I'm not going to lose my salvation. I'm going to be righteous in this season. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to lose my hope. I'm not going to go into depression unnecessarily. I'm going to move forward through this season because I have weapons to fight with that are spiritual. In other words, I'm going to put lockdown defense. I'm going to put lockdown defense. Somebody type in that lockdown defense. So let me just give you 3 points, y'all. I'm just going to teach through this, and then, but I'm going to give you some points that I believe that will help us in this season as the enemy looks to prey and attack our minds, our hearts, our spirits, and everything that we see and do. The first thing I want to give you that if you're going to play lockdown defense in this season, especially in this season of COVID-19, you got to play zone. You got to play zone. I know these are basketball terms, y'all, but I'm going to break them down to you. You have to play zone. You got to play zone. I'm a basketball fan. Just type it. Just give me a heart. You got to play zone. Watch what the text says. It says, verse number 10, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Verse number 10, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Watch this. He says a final word. Paul has been given an encouragement in the book of Ephesians to the church and to believers. This book and this letter was not to correct the church. It was not to get anything right, but it was to give encouragement and further instructions on Christian behavior. So he gives instructions on the family. He gives instructions on to married couples. He gives instructions to the church at large. He gives instructions on how to live this life as being a Christian, how to live this life. And then he says it, a final word that I'm going to give you. He says, I need you to be strong in the Lord and watch this, in his mighty power. Paul tells the church to be strong, not by, check this out, y'all, your own strength. Here's the key. Not by your own strength. So he did not say just be strong. No, he says be strong in the Lord. But the strength spiritually comes, watch this, y'all, by where we position ourselves. This spiritual strength comes by where we position ourselves. He says, be strong in the Lord. In other words, in basketball terms, he says, listen, I need you to play defense, but I need you to play a zone. In basketball, you can either play man-to-man defense or you can play a zone defense. Man-to-man defense is where you are guarding one man one-on-one. Zone defense, what's different about a zone defense is that zone defense, you're not guarding a person, but you are guarding an area. Y'all sticking with me, non-basketball fans here? So you are guarding an area instead of a person. Now, when one-on-one defense, what's good is that you can show off your athleticism. In one-on-one defense, you can show off your speed. In one-on-one defense, you can do what Scottie Pippen did to Magic Johnson in 1991. You can lock somebody down. You can prevent them getting the ball. You can strip them. You can really show off your skills with one-on-one defense. But in zone defense, in 2-3 defense, 2-3 defense or a 3-2 defense, whatever you want to call them, different type of zones that you will play, you aren't guarding a person, but you are guarding an area. And when you are guarding an area, the reason why you are guarding the area is because you are playing a position. And when you play that position, check this out, a zone defense makes up what you lack in personal athleticism. A zone defense makes up for what the players lack in speed. Come on, somebody. A zone defense makes up for when the people who you one-on-one, when they make a mistake, a zone defense helps a person recover. Why is that? Because in a zone defense, if my man beats me off the dribble, if a person gets behind me, I'm not out there by myself. I got somebody else behind me that can come up and that can trap the person. In a zone defense, I'm not out there by myself. My zone defense, if I'm going to get somebody who's quicker than me, and if somebody gets by me, the play isn't over because I got some help that's coming to help me. And so because I'm in the right position, all I got to worry about in a zone defense is to play the right position. The other thing about the zone defense is that the zone defense is designed to not give up easy shots. Because in a one-on-one defense, and everybody's playing man-on-man, when you get past a person or if a person loses their opponent, they can get to the basket easily and get easy shots. But a zone defense is designed to not give up easy shots. A zone defense is designed that individuals would have to take low percentage shots. They have to shoot over the zone in order to score, but they can't get underneath the basket easily and score. Is that the zone defense is designed to protect a position. What am I trying to tell you? When you are being strong, listen, in this season, you have to play a zone defense. This is not the season to be out there by yourself. This is not the season to brush off your prayer life, y'all. This is not the season to brush off your word life. This is not the season to try to do this thing on your own. This is even the season to try to make decisions by yourself. This is the season to play your position. position in Jesus Christ. I wish I had somebody at home that would give me some hearts on there. You got to play your position in Jesus Christ. Why? Because when you play zone defense in Jesus Christ, where you are weak at, he is designed in position to make up for your weaknesses. So when you fall, he's able to gird us up. Listen, when you play your position in Christ in this season, God can cover you. And how do we play our position? Y'all, we are all saved by grace if you have given your life to Jesus Christ. If you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, just in about 5 minutes, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. But if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, listen, we are saved by grace. That means that we were placed in Christ for righteousness' sake, for his righteousness, not our own sake. So we are right by God, not because we did something good, but because he did something good by dying for our sins and setting us free from our sin nature. But here it is, y'all. Here it is, that even though that I am saved, even though that I am in Christ in righteousness, law, in this season, Paul is talking about playing their position positionally, spiritually. He says, listen, I need you to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Y'all, he's talking to believers. He's writing to the church. He's writing to those who were believers, but he's telling these believers, these church-going folks, these Bible-toting people, he's telling those who believe in the word, who's followed the word, he's telling those who've done ministry. He says, listen, in this season, when I leave you, I need you to be strong in his mighty power. Because y'all, watch this, is that we can easily leave his presence. But in this season, you need to be in his presence. You need to pray before you make decisions. You need to pray every morning. You need to pray without ceasing. You need to hear his word clearly in this season. You need to hear his spirit clearly in this season. And you need to live a position of righteousness. Listen, we are saved by grace, but y'all, we don't need any unnecessary sin clogging up our spiritual ears. We don't need anything that will distort our view of God in this season. If you're really going to play defense, you got to get some stuff and make a decision to get some stuff out of my life so I can hear God clearly, so I can see God clearly, so I can move forward with God and I can be strong, not in my own might, but in his might. What decision did you make this week that you didn't consult with God? What decision did you didn't make that you didn't consult with God? He says, pray without ceasing. But in this season, y'all, if we're going to play defense, we got to play a zone defense, because when we do it in God, God is able to guide us and direct us. Watch this. Romans 13 and 12 says, the night is almost gone. It's talking about our night. It says the day of salvation will soon be here. Check this out, y'all. So remove your evil deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. In Romans, it teaches us, man, that as the day gets closer to Jesus Christ's return, that we should strip away some stuff, that we should get some stuff out. As a matter of fact, I believe that this is a season that God has given us to take some stuff off. He's given us some season to take some jealousy off. He's given some season to take some unnecessary anxiety off and put our minds focused on him. Listen, when was the last time you had an opportunity to press into God's presence like you do now? When was the last time you had an opportunity just to be alone and to hear him clearly in this season? And listen, I know that we are all going through loneliness. We're all going through some worries or whatever it might be. But y'all, we got to take advantage of this season and be strong, not in our own might, but in his mighty power. In his mighty power, we got to play. We got to put some lockdown defense on the enemy. We got to put lockdown defense on the enemy. We got to decree and declare, enemy, you will not have my mind in this season. You will not have my joy. You will not have my family. You will not have my money. You will not discourage me in this season. You will not have my mind. I'm not going to go crazy in this season. I'm not going to give up on God in this season. I'm going to honor him. I'm going to have loyalty to my God. I'm going to glorify my God, and I'm going to worship him. Even in the midst of this disaster, I'm still going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will continually be in my mouth because I am strong in the Lord. Listen, how am I strong in the Lord when you get weak in the flesh? You become strong in the Lord when you lean upon his promises and obey his word when you are weak in the flesh, when you want to give up, when you want to throw in the towel, and you obey God's word, you lean upon his word, and then you are able to feel his might, his power, gird you up with strength. The second thing, I'm almost done, y'all. Second thing, please share this video, man, if this is blessing you. The second thing that you must do to play lockdown defense spiritually, the lockdown defense, is that, check this out, not only do you need to play a zone, need to go from playing one-on-one with the devil to a zone defense where you got some backup and you got some help. But the second thing you got to do is that you got to study the opponent's film. You got to study the opponent's film. Verse number 11, put on all God's armor so that you will be able to stand, check this out, y'all, against all the strategies of the devil. Now, next week, we're going to cover all of those put on God's armor and what that entails, that you will be able. But what I want to focus on, it says that you will be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. What you got to realize is that you have an enemy, and that enemy is not attacking you by happenstance. You have an enemy, and you have an enemy who has a plan, strategic attack. Can I just testify and just tell you that in this season, the enemy has a plan, strategic attack for you during COVID-19. He has a strategic attack for you to lose your joy. He has a strategic attack to get you off focus. He has you a strategic attack to get you discouraged. He has a strategic attack for you to give up on the promises of God. He has a strategic attack. Y'all, watch this. The enemy, his whole focus is to get you out of the presence of God. His whole focus is to take you out of relationship with Jesus Christ, to take you out of relationship with God. So the attacks is geared towards breaking the relationship where you can walk with God and you can talk with God. He says, put on God's armor so that you will be able to stand against all the strides of the devil. Watch this. If you're going to guard our mind and our hope, guard our peace, guard our joy, we must realize that we have an enemy that is strategizing against us. In order to defeat yourself, you got to be familiar, come on, with his strategies. In order to defeat an enemy, you got to be familiar with what he comes with. And so in this season, you got to study some film. There is no championship team that doesn't go into battle without studying film. They study the opponent's weaknesses. They study the opponent's strength. They study how the opponent will attack them. And so in this season, you got to study film. You got to study your word to know how the enemy will come and attack you. Y'all, he always attacks us in those spots that when we're not looking. He watch this. He's attacks us in the spots that he knows our temptations. He knows our temptations. He knows what will lure us even better sometimes than we know ourselves. And so we got to learn, y'all, to study how the enemy operates. We have to learn to discern what the enemy is doing. Because watch this, y'all. The enemy doesn't come, y'all, with a big bang. The enemy comes subtly. The enemy comes like a snake in the garden. The enemy comes subtly. The enemy comes just to twist you just enough that you think you're doing right when you are totally on a wrong, different direction. He comes to easily deceive us because we are in a season, y'all, that just because we can say anything we want to on social media, anything because we can think anything that we want to, we are in a free thinking society. Anybody has an opinion, but just because your opinion is sounds right does not mean that it is right. The word is still the word, and God is still God. He still has commandments. He still has laws. And so you want to make sure that your thinking in this season is lining up with God's word. You want to make sure that you are in this season is thinking, because watch this, y'all. He wants you to be spiritual without being scriptural. The enemy wants you to think that you are being spiritual without being scriptural. He wants you to say and think things that sound very spiritual but have nothing to do with God's word. He wants you to think selfishly and think that is scripture. He wants you to be worried about things that have nothing to do with your purpose. He wants you to worry about, he wants to get you out of position of blessing by sounding spiritual but not being scriptural. And so in this season, we got to study the enemy's attacks. We have to study the enemy's attack. How does the enemy come? Y'all, the enemy, we have enemies in this world. There are a world system, y'all, that is ran by the enemy of this world to distract us, to keep us down, to discourage us, Lord, and to keep us away from relationship with Jesus Christ. Everything within this world system attempts to tear us away from the truth of God. What is a world system? Y'all, you can go to governments and principalities and all that stuff, but let me just keep it very plain. Y'all know I try to keep it as simple as possible. A world system is any system, any organization, or anything that is not centered on God's principles. A world system. And so we have to be of the world, but not in the world. And so we can't think like the world. So world system. And then we have to fight lust. We have to fight pride. We have to fight temptation. We have to fight those things that attempt to pull us away from God's best for our lives. So in other words, not only do we need to fight the world systems, that they are systems that are literally demonic, that are fighting against us. There are systems and racial and all kinds of systems that are fighting that are demonic. But then we got to fight ourselves. Some things ain't the devil. Some things are our own desires that lure us away from the presence of God. Some things are our own desires, our own temptations, the things that we desire and we think of that lure us away from God's best and his presence of God. Then last but not least, we have to fight principalities. We literally have to fight the devil and his imps. That we have enemies that are working, that are unseen, that are attempting to destroy us at every way. This is how the enemy works. Number one, he works as an accuser. He's an accuser in Revelations 12, 7 through 11. I'm telling you how to watch film. He works as an accuser. What does the accuser does? An accuser always reminds you of how you messed up and how you gonna mess up in the future, what you got wrong in the past, what you're getting wrong today, and how you're going to keep it wrong in the future. An accuser is always there to remind you of how low down, dirty, and where you came from. Listen, we have an accuser to fight with, y'all, and sometimes that accuser is right in our own heads, is that the enemy will get into our heads and accuse us of things over and over and over again. Some of us haven't broke through something that we did 5 years ago because the enemy continues to accuse us, and then we stay in that same place because we allow the enemy to use the tactic as an accuser. What else do we see in the film of God that the enemy does? If this is helping y'all, please come on, give me some hearts. Is that not only that, but we have an adversary and the enemy. What this literally means, y'all, is that we have an enemy that opposes God. So what does that mean? When I attempt to obey God, there is an unseen spiritual forces that will attack with resistance because we have an adversary. And so when you are obeying God and you meet with resistance this week, don't think that you're doing something wrong. You may be on the right path. You probably are on the right path because you are meeting with resistance because we have an adversary. We have an adversary. Not only do we have that, but we have a tempter. We have a tempter. In Matthew chapter number 4, the enemy tempted Jesus. We have one who wants to see us fall from grace, but he also wants to see us fall in disgrace. We have a tempter that wants to lure us with temptations. And then we have a murderer. We literally have a murderer, and we have a thief. The Bible says that the thief comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. And so if he can't kill it, he's going to try to steal it. If he can't steal it, he's going to try to destroy. He's going to try to destroy your peace, destroy your future, kill your tomorrow. He'll try to keep you in a place of today, of being an accuser, because we don't know how he operates. And then we have an enemy who functions, y'all, as a liar, a fake, and a counterfeit. He functions as a liar, a fake, and a counterfeit. 2 Corinthians 11:14, the Bible says that he transforms himself into an angel of light. Y'all, the enemy is not trying to get you to disobey big time or obviously. He's trying to get you to disobey God by thinking that you're obeying God. But he wants to get in your head. He wants you to not be in your word. He doesn't want you to be studying your film so you can just slightly just disobey God. And so he wants us to disobey God in slight ways, where we say that we're doing something for God, but we really are doing it out of selfish ambition. We say that God has purpose and plans for me, but we really lack honor. We really lack submission. We say that we are doing something for God, but we really do it out of our own selves. We really do it out of our own selves. It's like, last week for Mother's Day, I cooked my wife a big dinner and treated her, and she didn't have to do nothing last week and last Sunday. But it would have been crazy if I came in the house with a gift that I like for her. So sometimes we do stuff that we want, and we try to put it on God that God told us to do. But now in this season, you cannot afford to be disobedient and slightly tricked by the word of God. There are too many principalities that are warring in this season. And so you got to be focused, and you got to stay in your word to make sure that you are aligning your lives, our hearts, and our minds up with God's spirit and what he would have us to do. Y'all, I got one more short point, and then I'm done. If you're getting something out of this, man, please give me some hearts. Give me some encouragement at home. The last point that I want to give you is, if you're going to play lockdown defense, not only do you got to get in the zone, not only do you have to watch the film, but lastly, you got to watch for the screens and the picks. You got to watch for the screens and the picks. I know that's not some basketball fan, so let me kind of explain. Watch this. The third thing, you got to watch for the screens and the picks. Watch this. Verse 12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. What is a screen in basketball? A screen is a blocking move by an offensive player in which they stand beside a defender in order to block a defender so that a teammate can get off a shot or get off a pass or whatever. In other words, to free up another teammate, that defender will come and set a screen. Now watch this. If we are playing defense against the enemy, if we are squared up against the enemy, y'all, listen, we will always have to fight some screeners. What does I mean by that? There are some unseen things that are coming up. We think that when we disobey God, that it is a one-off incident. No. When we disobey God and we choose to get outside of God's will, y'all, there are some unforeseen things that will come up. And the thing about playing ball is that when somebody sets a screen on you or a pick on you or whatever, the only way that you know to fight over that pick is to hear another teammate scream out pick or screen or whatever, and then you know that a pick is coming, a screen is coming, and you can fight over that pick. But y'all, if you are out there by yourself, you will not know that there are some unseen enemies that are coming up to block you. You are not know that there are some unseen things that are out there that are coming to block you. Matter of fact, you will not know there's somebody that's coming that there's enemies out there that's coming to kill your joy. You do not know that this situation is set up to not make you stronger, but to pull you down. You would not know that you're supposed to make it through this COVID-19 better than what you came into it But you would allow the enemy to get into your head and you would think that it's all over because you didn't see the unseen enemy. Y'all, a lot of us, y'all, was planning some things this year. A lot of us were planning some things. There were some graduates right now that were planning on walking across the stage this weekend, last weekend, week before last, college graduates or whatever. But there was an unseen enemy called the COVID-19 that was on its way. And if you get outside of God's will, just like this in the physical, in the spiritual, it's the same way, is that you are not covered for those unforeseen enemies, y'all. We are not covered for those unforeseen enemies. You have to depend on hearing the voice of God in this season. You have to hear his voice to tell you what's coming up, to discern the ways in which he wants to go. But y'all, in this season, I want to encourage you that it's not just all about offense, but it has to be about defense too. That you have to look yourself in the face each morning. You got to get in your word and says, I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal my joy. The devil is a liar because I have the sword of the spirit. I'm not going to allow myself to fall into depression and hopelessness because I have his word. I'm not going to allow myself to fall into fear of the future because I know how the enemy will work. I'm not going to allow myself to doubt the promises of God in this season. You got to stay in his will. Here's the key to the whole verse and the whole sermon. He says, in the final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Y'all, this is not a season for us to do it ourselves. This is not a season to walk away from God. This is not a season to not be in your word. This is not a season to not be in prayer. Because we have to play defense in this season against the enemy's attacks. Because we want to come out of this season better than what we went into it. I believe that God is allowing us to go through this to give us a chance to get closer to him, to hear him clearly, and to be witnesses for him. But we can't allow the enemy to use the weapons of media or the weapons of discouragement or the weapons of fear to discourage us, that we will give up our faith and that we will walk away from our relationship with Jesus in this season. So I encourage you to be strong in his mighty power. And put on the whole armor of God. And let's play some lockdown defense in this season. You got to say to yourself, I'm not going to lose my joy. Not going to lose my peace. I'm not going to go broke in this season. And even if I do go broke, I still got joy. I still got the Lord. If I got the Lord, I got enough that I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm not going to lose my family. I'm not going to jump off nobody's ledge. I'm not going to do nothing crazy. That I'm going to walk through this season faithfully. And I'm going to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And every day there is brand new mercies. Every day I get a word. Every day I need a word to take me through that day. And I'm going to stick with walking with God during this season. If he said no weapon formed against me shall prosper and every lying tongue shall be condemned, I believe it because it says that. If he says that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, then I believe that. It doesn't matter whether it's COVID-19. It doesn't matter whether it's war, famine, rules of war. God will always take care of his people. David said that I've been young and now I'm old and I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg for bread. I've been young and now I'm old and I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg for bread. You got to decree to yourself, and I'm not going to go crazy off of something that ain't happened yet. I'm not going to go crazy because my God is continually taking care of me. My God will give me my daily bread. And so I want to encourage you, y'all, that we have to play defense in this season. We got to play lockdown defense. Every time the enemy comes up to accuse and give accusations and to pull us from our relationship, that we will speak the word over that situation and get back into a right relationship with Jesus Christ and walk him and walk his peace, his joy, and his satisfaction this today. Let me pray for us. Father, I say thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you have given us an opportunity that in this season, Lord God, to get closer to you. You've given us an opportunity, Lord, to love you more. You've given us an opportunity, Lord God, to learn how to do spiritual warfare. You've given us an opportunity to learn, Lord God, that it's not just about breakthroughs and paychecks and new cars, Lord God, but it's also about defending ourselves with the sword of the Spirit and the armor of God and defending our minds, defending our hearts, defending our families, Lord God, by the wiles of the devil. So right now, Lord God, there's somebody that can sense that the enemy is coming against their family, Lord God, that the enemy is coming against their children, Lord God. Father God, right now, Father, we speak the healing power of Jesus over that family. We speak, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper and every lying tongue shall condemn. We pray in your spirit, Lord God, and by your word that they are healed and they are covered in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord God, there's somebody that's mine, Lord God. They went through a week last week where they were discouraged, Lord God, where their energy was drained, Lord God, by all the bad news over and over and over again, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that right now you will renew their strength. You will mount them up with wings of eagles and they'll be able to run and not be weary. And they will be able to walk and not faint. There's somebody right now that is scared about the future, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, they remember like David said, that I've been young, I've been old, I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. That he's my son and he's my shield, that he gives me grace and glory, and no good thing will they withhold from them who walk uprightly. I pray right now, Lord God, that somebody that seems like to be walking through the middle of hell, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that right now you would let them know they can still have a praise on their lips and a praise in their hearts, that they can still have supernatural joy even in the midst of that, that they can say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I bless the Lord, Lord. And Father, we thank you today. I pray, Lord God, that right now that somebody's that money isn't looking funny, Lord God, that you will let them know and remind them, Lord God, that you have already taken care of their needs, that you have always taken care of their needs, Lord God, and that you will supply all of their needs in glory in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today, and we worship you today, and we glorify you today, Lord God. Father God, we commit to playing lockdown defense. We commit to your word. We commit to standing on your word. We commit to pressing into a relationship with you. We commit to staying in the zone. We commit to watching the wiles of the enemies and the strategies and how he comes against us, Lord. We commit for not taking spiritual things that aren't scriptural, Lord God, and repeating them and regurgitating them. And they have nothing to do with your word and how you operate, Lord God. We commit to not being impressive, Lord God, but being in submission unto you. We commit, Lord God, that in this season, we want to see you glorified. We want to see the enemy horrified. And we thank you today. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Bless y'all, man. Come on, give God some praise if you at home. Come on, put your hands together. Give God some praise if you at home. Hey, listen, if you are tracking with me and you heard that prayer, you heard that sermon, and you realize that, man, it is something that is attacking me. There's some unseen forces that right now that are attacking my mind, my heart, my eyes, everything, my pocketbook. It seems like everywhere I go, I'm being attacked. And you know that you need to be secure in Jesus. You know that you need the word of God. You need that relationship, God. You know that you need the zone defense to cover you when you are weak. Listen, tomorrow is not promised. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ today. You ain't got to come down no physical aisle. You ain't got to raise your hand. You ain't got to be embarrassed. But right where you are, you can be saved today. It's just a matter of accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. And just say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life. I need to be saved. I need his eternal salvation, and I need to be in relationship with him. And then the next step is making him Lord of your life. How do we make him Lord of our life? That literally is to get into his word. The first step is to get into a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Get into a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching and teaching church. And you can do that in the post on our page, there is what's called a connection card, a connection card. If you fill that connection card out, it takes literally about 5 seconds to fill that card out. We'll follow up with you. Someone will follow with you to pray for the next steps of getting connected to God and also getting connected to a local church. You need other believers where you can grow up and develop into everything that God has called. Y'all, this is a season. This is a season of falsity and lies. This is a season where things that look like God are not God. Y'all, you need to be in a church where you have a pastor. I know that everybody down on pastors, but no, the Bible still says that he gives pastors and teachers to feed the sheep with knowledge and understanding. You need someone and other believers that are connected and know that they can discern the word of God that can help you in your walk with God in this season. And so I want to encourage you to click that connection card. Get connected to us. We can walk you through the next steps of getting saved. We can walk you through the next steps of giving your life to Jesus Christ. And so do not click off, say, Pastor, I'm thinking about it next week. Y'all, you ain't got to come down no aisle. You ain't got to do none of that. Just click on it. Fill out that card. And we want to get you connected to Christ and get you closer and walking with Jesus on today. Hey, listen, we almost done, y'all, but this is the time we have to give back to God a portion of what he has given to us through the tithe and the offering. Man, continue to faithfully give as we continue to do ministry in this part of the vineyard. It is very important. We got some exciting things that are coming up in the next month or so that serve our community, but also just some things to help engage us. We're starting an online campus. And so we are looking at doing a phase of return to our building. But, y'all, it's going to be different from what it looked before. I'm in no rush of putting people's health in danger. We want to be wise. We want to listen to the science and the government officials. But we also want to hear from God in that season. And so we'll have kind of a mixture. But we also are bumping up the ways that individuals can connect. Everything that we did here in the church, we're putting it all online so individuals can do it online. So no matter where you are in the country, you can connect with Reach Church and feel a part of Reach Church family here in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And so I ask that you will continue to give faithfully. A couple ways that you can give. You can give by text to give. Text to give. Just text the word G-I-V-E. G-I-V-E to 586-630-4316. 586-630-4316. That's also on our Facebook page. Text the word G-I-V-E. And then also you can give by Cash App. You can give by Cash App to Reach 401. You can give by Cash App that way as well. So you can give by Cash App, Reach 401. And then also you can mail a check. If you want to mail a check, you can mail a check to Reach Church and we will get it. That's 401 South Adams Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan, 48197. I know you ain't gonna remember all of that, but it's in a post on our Facebook page. Just go and look on that. You can fill out that connection card and also give. So we ask you to continuously give in that way as well. I just want to give us just real quick two shout outs. First of all, I want to say congratulations for 25 years of service to Dr. Addis Moore and First Lady Gwendolyn Moore at Mount Zion Baptist Church in Kalamazoo, Michigan, as they celebrate 25 years of service on today. And so we are so grateful for 25 years of faithful ministry there at Mount Zion and what it has meant to our church and my family. And so we're so grateful for that. And then also want to shout out Minister Devontae. Minister Devontae took a interim pastoral position over the last 4 to 5 months at Rising Star Baptist Church in Flint, Michigan, and they have voted and decided that he's done such a great job that they want him to come on as their pastor. And so we are excited about ministry going forward and excited about that opportunity. And so we want to say thank you for you guys just supporting the ministry as we continue to equip and train people for the work of ministry and see people elevated in the kingdom of God. So continue to keep him in prayer. We'll have a way that we can kind of bless him financially as a church and make sure that he knows that we have his back as we continue to do ministry. And we also got some other folks that be coming out and getting licensed to as ministers and stuff like that and deacons and all kind of stuff this summer. So I'm grateful for that. Whether we got to do it online or whatever, we doing it. We moving forward in the Lord. And so I'm grateful for that. And so thank you for your time today. Could have been anywhere, but y'all decided to come to Reach Church. I appreciate you. Hey, listen, this week, y'all, come on. You got to understand that there's an enemy out there. So don't forget to play spiritual defense. Know the wiles of the enemy. Watch his film. Know how he works against us. And so that way you're able to recognize it and defeat him with the word of God on this week. And so I want to ask that you would just remember this word this week, man. When stuff gets funny, when your money gets funny, when something don't look right, you understand that you have an accuser. When you see something on the news that's just crazy, that we know how to fight these principalities. We know how to fight these things. And so we want to ask that you would just continue to stay in his word, meditate on that word this week, so we can make sure that we are equipped for every good work as it comes forward this week. Hey, listen, I'm Pastor Jason Robinson from Reach Church. Man, thank y'all. Miss you so much. But continue to stick with us. We'll be back to a new normal soon. We'll be back to a new normal soon. And so we thank you once again. We're the church where the lost are found. The found are equipped, and the equipped are sent. Reach Church, 401 South Adams Street, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Y'all, we'll bring back all the good stuff, the slides and all that stuff or whatever. We're transitioning back to our online, so each week we'll get better and better. But I thank y'all for hanging with me today as we just do some table talk with the word. Hope you were blessed. I'll see you on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. And y'all night owls, man, get up. Get up. I'm telling you, one Wednesday, it's going to bless you. One Wednesday, it's going to bless you. It's something about getting up early in the morning and setting your day right with God. So get up. Join us at 7 a.m. if you're at work. Just join. Just hop on if you can. You know, don't get fired, but hop on if you can just for that 15 minutes and pray with us on Wednesday morning. Hey, listen, love y'all. Appreciate y'all. I will see you on Wednesday morning. Talk to you soon. Love y'all. Be good. And until then, man, keep up the good fight.